You're listening to SBS News.
From September, when you go to a beach in New South Wales, you are likely to see a giant net under the water not far from the swimming areas. They are shark nets used to prevent sharks from attacking swimmers. Since 2011, the New South Wales government has been funding 51 beaches in the state to roll out shark nets. But beachgoers have various views on whether it works.
I quite like not having the sharks in the surf. So, I'd actually prefer having them here. I mean, it keeps other people safer. It keeps myself in a more safe spirit.
I think shark nets are pointless, in my opinion. Respect to the government, I completely understand they want the public to be safe. But for me, the ocean is their home. We're basically invading their home every day when we're swimming, surfing. So we just have to respect the ocean as is.
Amid the ongoing controversies, three councils have decided to trial removing shark nets this year. That includes Waverley, Central Coast and Northern Beaches, which manage some of the state's most popular beaches, such as Manly Beach and Palm Beach. In the eyes of many marine scientists, the trial should have been done earlier. Dr. Vanessa Pirota is a wildlife scientist. She says shark nets aren't a silver bullet to prevent swimmers from shark bites.
But the reality is a shark net is kind of like a band-aid. Sharks can swim around it and then underneath it. So it's not a complete way of blocking sharks. And unfortunately, the reason why so many people don't want them there is because they not only kill sharks, but they kill other animals like whales, dolphins, turtles, and a whole other host of marine life.
According to records, during the 2023 to 2024 season, more than 250 animals were entangled. 94% were non-target animals, and nearly a third of them were endangered or threatened species. The first shark nets in Australia were put in place in 1935 as part of a two-year trial. No shark bites were reported during those 2 years. In 2011, as New South Wales celebrated the 150th anniversary of the state, state politicians proposed installing shark nets as they were worried that the shark attacks might disturb the celebrations. Dr. Christopher Papaniff studies shark nets and public attitudes at the University of Sydney. They say the Australian public is smart enough to treat the beaches carefully.
Politicians, however, seem to think that the risks of a shark bite on their watch, even if nets attract sharks, is still too high. And so the public is in one place and politicians are in another, and shark nets help politicians. They don't help the public.
Despite supporting the trial, the three councils that will remove shark nets this season say they still want to see the state government invest in alternative anti-shark measures. These include smart drum nines, listening stations, and drone surveillance, all methods used year-round along the state's coast. Dr. Pirota also suggests New South Wales beachgoers check the state's Shark Smart website regularly.
The best thing for people to do is to be shark smart by going to the New South Wales Shark Smart website. This includes things like swimming between the flags, avoiding swimming at dawn or dusk and across overnight periods. If you feel safer, you can swim within the harbour in those netted areas, or avoiding areas where it's really murky or it's just had a lot of rain. These are all ways that we can all be shark smart, but also to be mindful that sharks are just simply part of the natural environment.
Queensland and Western Australia are the only other jurisdictions with shark nets in use. Wing Kwang, SBS News.